Welcome to the Astrology Hub podcast. I'm Amanda Poole Walsh, founder of Astrology Hub and your host for our flagship show. We explore the many ways astrology can support you in your relationships, career, health, and personal growth. Thanks for tuning in.
This podcast episode is brought to you by The Inner Circle, your place to learn astrology in community with the masters and transform your life in the process.
Hello there and welcome. For those of you who are new to our channel, welcome. You have just joined a worldwide astrological conversation that's happening here every single week at Astrology Hub. If you're new, hit the subscribe button and the notification bell and dive into all the videos that we have here. If you've been coming and watching our videos for a long time and you're sharing them, thank you for doing that and just helping us get the message of astrology and all the ways that it can help us in our lives out to the world. All right, right now we are talking to astrologer Tracy Cook about building a treasure map for 2023. We're going to be diving into what is a treasure map and why would you want to align your treasure map activities with the astrological energies. Tracy has been helping groups of people for over 20 years create these treasure maps. And she brought this idea to our community here last year for the Aries New Moon. And so many of us made the treasure maps and we've had astounding results. We're going to tell some of those stories later. She is here now to talk about our treasure maps for next year. So the 2023 treasure maps and what we're going to be talking about, what we can be doing between now and March to really set ourselves up for success. And how to proceed with making maps this spring, since we're having two Aries new moons, which is sort of unique. And it's definitely something that we're going to need to consider as we're picking the perfect time to make our maps. We're also going to be announcing a special opportunity to make maps in community with us through a workshop. So stay tuned for that. All right. So Tracy, welcome back to the show. It's so great to have you here.
Great to be here, Amanda. I'm really excited.
Same. All right. So for those who missed our discussion about treasure maps last year, can you just quickly bring us up to speed? What is a treasure map and why would we want to do them?
Yes, I can do that. So first things first is I always give credit to astrologer Buzz Myers, who was a very gifted astrologer. And he was somebody that I would take classes from, and I learned so much from him. And even though I had a pretty substantial understanding of astrology by the time I got the Buzz, he deepened it and brought in new nuances that I had missed and didn't really think about. I just always feel so grateful that Buzz was in my life for the period of time that he was. I mean, I think we all miss him in the astrology community. So in 1996, I was doing new moon workshops with Buzz Myers. And the way that worked is you get a little audio cassette. He was in Euclid, Ohio, and we'd all send a little check and we get our audio cassettes. And by that time, I think I'd been with him maybe 6 years, and I grew up with astrology my whole life. So I was, you know, I knew a lot, but still his knowledge of new moons was so powerful. And in 96, he told everybody, we're going to make treasure maps this year. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. And so I listened to tape, and then I knew as soon as he said it was like all my chakras, they all lit up. And I said, this is great. And I called up my friend Margaret, who was the person that introduced me to Buzz, and my other friend Ann. And I said, meet me at Margaret's house. I'll explain why. And then I brought all these supplies, which we'll talk about. And I showed up and we listened to the cassette. And I said, we're all doing this. And we walked up the street to where all the magazine stands were, and we just pulled all these magazines down, and then we went back to Margaret's house, and then we just cut and glued and did, and we made these maps. And in my map, and a map is, I'll cut to this chase, it's a vision board. However, it's not just a vision board that's done randomly at some time of the year. And I know a lot of people make vision boards around January 1st, but this is, what makes this special is that it is aligned with the astrology. It is aligned with Aries. and it's aligned with the Aries new moon, and that is just the moon that launches the lunar year, zodiacal lunar year, and because Aries is the first sign, and Aries sees something and wants it and goes out, and it's a very independent spirit. It just knows, and it's, if you've ever known Aries, we all know when they want something, they want something just to get out of the way. And that is why we do our maps then. And Buzz said, once you do your map, you will start seeing results by Cancer new moon, which will be 3 months later. And I, on my map, I was very busy working in the entertainment business. And I didn't have a significant other and didn't have a guy in the scene. And I was just like, you know, I was doing my map and I go, what kind of guy would I like? And I pulled out this picture of this guy from an ad, and it was a Ralph Lauren ad. I know I said this last time, and I'll say it again. I go, oh, I like his energy. And Ralph Lauren, who was always on brand, it had, the guy was a model, was a sailor on a boat. It was just, you know, the Lauren brand. And I put it there. And the next month I met, through my work, I met this guy. And he's now my husband. And the irony is he was very plugged into, he grew up with sailing and yacht clubs. And I'm like, wow. Okay. Talk about on point. I mean, the map was that on point. And we're still together and we're very happy. But that's how the maps, it's like you get something, you put it down, or you want something, but maybe you don't know why you want it. And I don't know why, you know, when you're looking at magazines, there's ads everywhere. Why did that dude do call to me? And then I met him a month later. So the maps are funny. But anyway, my other friends who did them, they had results, especially my friend Margaret. She had results right away. I mean, she met a guy. I know it sounds so, I mean, we're sounding like a rom-com movie where we're making maps and we meet our guy. But she met her guy too. And then she had a very specific car. And darn if she didn't get that car, I think, by July. I mean, there it was. And it was so weird how it all happened. But anyway, after that, I continued to do maps with people. And I created a little cyber community I was a new mom. So I was involved in cyber mom stuff. And then from there, my little community grew, and then it keeps growing and growing and growing. And now we got the Astrology Hub peeps doing them, and it's a fabulous process. But again, it's a juiced up vision board based on the astrology.
I also love how we bring in it's Bagua, mm-hmm. but it is this way that we can make sure that we're covering all the different areas of life. And you very specifically pointed out to us, you know, on your whiteboard or whatever you're using on your poster board, you're putting the different categories of life on there so that you don't only emphasize one thing.
So, you know, it's the seven, the seven or the nine Baguas, which are career and life, knowledge, self-cultivation, health and ancestors, wealth and prosperity, health and center, fame and reputation, love, marriage, children, creativity, helpful people, and travels. Well, that's life.
Exactly. And Tracy, we were talking before we went live, I've been feeling called to actually use the 12 houses as my organization system this year, because we've been doing a house series here on the podcast where we've gone in detail and in depth into every single house. And I looked at that and went, well, geez, if I use the houses, I would definitely be covering all the areas of life. So I'm gonna experiment with that this year. I invite any of you who are called to do that to also experiment with that. But the great thing is that there's a system around this. We're timing it with the astrology. We're timing it with the energy of new beginnings, of initiating things, of planting new seeds in the ground and watching them blossom. We're timing our efforts with the astrological currents, which we talk about a lot here at Astrology Hub. It's like, why swim upstream against the energies when you can actually catch the wind in your sail and allow it, it's more of a co-creative experience where it's like, okay, the timing is ripe and I'm ready. So I'm going to put these things together and then allow them to unfold. And the reason why you're back, Tracy, is because, first of all, you're awesome. second of all, I personally had such astounding results from the treasure maps that we did last year. And I got to receive so many stories from our community of people who also did the maps in March of last year. So I know that there's something to this. It's not just like, oh, you know, some new age idea of like, yeah, let's manifest. It's actually working for people. And so that's why I love to bring it back.
I'm so glad that first of all, I'm so glad it's in the Astrology Hub community, because I do think it's an authentic work, and I think it's important. And with Aries, you really need, and I know I said it then and I'll say it again, is Aries is about number one, and you really, you have to take a moment and be about you. And the beauty about it, working on your treasure map, is that might be the only 3 hours in the entire year that is only going to be about you. And I want you to be as selfish as you can about you in that time that you make your treasure map. Because then you'll go on and then you're going to have to be about everything else. And that, and it's a process. And I mean, it's very difficult for people, some people, to just be about themselves. Mm. And this is the, and we're getting 2 Aries new moons. And I got to tell you, that tells me people are needing to figure out themselves. Okay, I mean, 2 realms of this.
Yeah, let's get to that. So normally there's just 1 Aries new moon. So it's very obvious when we should make our treasure maps. But this year, and I remember you bringing this up last year, you were already concerned about it.
I was very concerned about it.
Yes, but so 4 Aries new moon. So which one do we use?
Well, okay. So I had to reach out to some other astrologer friends and just some astrologers who I admired. And one of them, Nick Deacon Best, who I reached out to, and we had a really nice conversation about it. He knew Buzz, and so but he didn't know about treasure mapping. And so we talked about that. And then I talked about it with my group. And I'll tell you, so here's the deal. The last time there were 2 Aries new moons was in 2004. And the last time before that, I think was, 1928 was the time before 2004. So that's not very, and we got close to one in 85, but we didn't have it. So it was 2004 and 1928. We're not going to have another one until 2053. So I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't on my game on a 2004 one in a way that I feel like I should have been, but I had a new toddler and I'm lucky I had clothes that were semi-clean. So I wasn't really focused, but here's what I will say. With Aries, with this year, we're going to have the Aries new moon. The first one is March 21st, 10:23 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And that'll be 0 degrees and 50 minutes of an arc. And then the second one will be April 19th at 9:12 p.m. at 29 Aries 50. So you can see how close it is to almost Taurus. But they are... It's not Taurus, it is Aries. Just like the other one at 0 is not Pisces, it's Aries. So we have these 2 Aries. And traditionally the way we do maps is, and I'm pretty kind of a stickler on this, is that you start your map on the Aries new moon. You never start your map before an Aries new moon. After the energy is that dynamic and that different, you must wait until it launches. And then you make your map and you take the waxing moon to do it. But once the full moon happens, we're done. And then if you didn't get your map done in that time, then this isn't the year you're doing a map. So you have that 2 weeks, you have 14 days to get your map together. And honestly, I think that's honoring Aries, because Aries is very much about do it now. And Aries isn't long on patience. So, but now here we've got this one followed by that one. And so here's what I want to say. If you know astrology really well and you know your chart, you might want to look at the two Aries new moon charts and see which one kind of feels like it's a good fit for you. And if you know your chart, you'll probably say, well, I really like that Mercury in the first one is going to be at 5 degrees Aries because I've got a Venus there and that's going to feel really great. And then someone else will say, well, I really like that Mars in the second one will be at 13 degrees Cancer and I've got a Moon in Cancer. So that's going to be really great. So I'm going to do the second one. So you astrologers out there or people, you know, your charts, you can look at the two and say, okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'll do this one or I'll do that one. Now, those of you who don't know your chart, you might choose to do one over the other strictly because of your schedule. You know what? I'm going away with my family in April. The last thing I want to do is have to think about that. I'm going to do the March one. Okay, go for it. Or the vice versa. Someone says March is overwhelming. I'm going to do the April one. Great. Your schedule says I got to do this one and not that one. Great. And then there maybe are going to be some people, and I think I might be this person, which is I'm going to cut out some images on the first Aries map. I don't know if I'm going to glue them. But after the full moon starts on April 5th, for that first, you know, every new moon has a companion full. And April 5th is the companion full to the March 21st. Then I'm gonna stop looking at images. This is what I'm thinking I'm gonna do. Remember, I could change my mind. And then when I come to the second Aries new moon, I'll probably do my gluing. I might go out and get more images. I'll sort through everything I picked at this one. And then maybe some of them will be still strong for me by the second one. But whatever that is, I'm going to have it done by the full moon. I honestly am going to say this. I'll probably have it done within a couple of days because this Aries new moon has got Mercury turning retrograde 2 days later. So I really kind of want to beat the retrograde. And at that point, I will have been thinking about so much of Aries for so long. It's like, yeah, I just want to kind of get it done, I think. Now, the other thing is, and I'm sure, Amanda, because of all your guests that you have on the show on your network, is that Pluto will have changed signs between. So is this
for the second one?
Yeah. And that's kind of I'm not going to qualify it. That is a big deal. So in this map, Pluto is still at late degrees Capricorn, 29 something. Mm-hmm. By the time we get to the second one, now it's at 0 degrees Aquarius. Mm. And, you know, sometimes I like to lean into the issue. I hate to indicate Pluto as an issue, but when Pluto is ingressing into a new sign, there's usually some stuff going on. And I think I might want that energy. Like, okay, well, we're going to be doing this for 20 years anyway. I might as well start getting my my ducks in a row.
Yeah.
So, and then technically also, I just want to say for your astro peeps is that on this moon,
the
first one, the sun and the moon will square Mars. The sun and the moon conjunct Mercury. The sun and the moon conjunct Neptune. The sun and the moon sextile Pluto, the sun and moon semi-sextile Saturn, and Venus conjuncts the North Node. So that's some lessons. The square with Mars is a little But then on the second one, the sun and the moon conjunct Jupiter, sun and the moon sextile Saturn, the sun and the moon square Pluto. And then Pluto will be at 0 Aquarius. So that's a little, there's something, the sun, moon, square Pluto. There's depth in that map. I'm not saying there isn't depth in this one, but this one has a pronounced Neptune and this one has a pronounced Pluto. Way different energies. Mm. This is probably going to have a little bit more mysticism and it's a little muted. And this one is a little bit more depth and volcanic, I say to you, on the islands of Hawaii.
Yes.
So, okay. So that's kind of the path that I'm taking. But this is like really challenging for me because, like I said, you know, I'm kind of a stickler, and you get it here and you have this window and you can't do it, then you're not doing a moon. Well, not doing a math. But this year, we can't get any two bites at the apple.
Yes.
And that's okay. That's generosity by spirit.
Okay. So generosity, like we're getting we're getting a bigger window this year. So
yes.
Tracy, is there an eclipse on one of those?
Yes. The second one is the eclipse. And then that has a following. And it is called a hybrid eclipse, which, boy, that's like a whole brand new language for me because I somebody didn't know that, which is it's a annular and a total together. But depending on where you are in the world, you can either see it in different perspectives. Honestly, I'm out of my knowledge bank, but I was reading about it a little bit earlier this week, and I was like, yeah, it's a potent one. That second one is potent. And
wow.
Of course, you know, this is all tied to the nodes, and the nodes are changing from Aries, Libra to Taurus, Scorpio. And that's why the second one has got the eclipse on it. This is closest to Taurus.
Right. Okay. So I thought we were in Taurus, Scorpio. Now we're going to Aries, Libra.
Well, they do a little bit here and a little bit there. And
okay.
then they do the official move where now we're just doing this.
And I see. We're doing the back and forth. Okay. Mm-hmm. So from what I'm understanding, you say we have two Aries new moons. Both of them have some things about them that make them attractive for this activity, and both have things that make them a little questionable. So what you're advising is, number one, if you know your chart, to compare your personal chart to the chart of the new moon, and then make your decision from there.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to do that, or that also doesn't yield a obvious answer, you can choose one based on logistical reasons, like which one works for your schedule. Or you can kind of do both in a way. So you can begin the process at that first new moon. And if it feels great as you're doing it, just finish it before the full moon. So that would be between March 21st and what is the full moon after that?
April 5th.
Okay. So there's a window between March 21st and April 5th. So maybe start the process on March 21st and go, wow, this just feels good and it's flowing, so I'm going to stick with that. Or you start it and you go, maybe I'll revisit it again at the second new moon. I'll see if anything has shifted, if anything else has come in. And I will continue and finish the process around that second new moon.
Right.
Or a fourth option, which would be you just decide that you're going to use the second new moon and you'll just go with that. So, and if you do that, then what you're advising is potentially to get it done somewhere between April 19th and April 21st or 22nd.
No, April 19th and, did I write? May 19th doesn't make sense. I guess I have that wrong. Yeah, I have a typo. Of course I do. These Mars and Mercury retrogrades are still damaging Mars. Yeah. The full moon is in May, and I'm so sorry. I didn't mean
But you were saying something about a Mercury retrograde too, and that maybe we wouldn't want to be doing it during Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, the Mercury retrograde, that's right. That's why I stopped myself. The Mercury retrograde happens 2 days after the April moon. April moon is on the 19th, and Mercury retrograde happens on the 21st.
Okay.
So, but the full moon is, just because I want to button this up, is May 5th. Yeah.
So technically we have from April 19th to May 5th, but you may want to get yours done before Mercury goes retrograde. Mm-hmm. Again, I'd say that might be chart dependent, right? Like, that Mercury retrograde may actually help you get even more clear.
Yes, because we've had plenty of Aries new moons over the course of the last whatever 96 is to now, 25 years. We've had plenty of Aries new moons that had a Mercury retrograde built into them.
One of the things I remember you saying about that is that by the Cancer new moon,
yes,
there's things that you might want to revise or update. If you want to revisit our discussion about this last year, you can go to episode 462 and listen to the original conversation. But basically, so we're going to make these maps here in either March or April,
mm-hmm,
or both. depending on what you decide to do with these new moons. And then you said, don't touch it, except at the Cancer new moon,
you can make a small
adjustment if there's something glaring. And you gave the example of your friend who did a map and there was a guy on her map that she ended up breaking up with. So by the Cancer new moon, he was out.
Yes, she had to get him off that map. Yeah.
She had to get him off that map. But that basically, when we do the work in March and April, we trust it. And that's been an interesting thing for me, Tracy, is to see that there were things that I put on my map that I didn't necessarily know why I was putting them on. I just was drawn to the image, or I was drawn to the symbol of something. And I put it on, and now it's obvious why I put it on, but then it wasn't. And so one of the things that you encourage from us is this trust in our intuitive process of selecting what we want to put on the map, and not to second guess it. Because if we like plant the seed in the ground and then we tear it out before it's had a chance to grow,
right?
Dig it up and tear it out and go, oh, no, I want different seed. We're not capitalizing on the energy of that Aries energy of starting something. We're actually starting and stopping and interfering with the process of growth.
Right. Correct. And we talked about this last time. Are we telling our intention and the universe is responding, or is the universe telling something and our intention is responding?
Right.
You don't know which one is which.
That is fascinating. Yes.
Do you want me to share a couple stories from some of my people?
Yes.
So before I get to her, because I think her story is, I'll put a little pin in that. I'm going to come back to it. But I reached out and got some stories. So treasure mapper number one, she had some beautiful things. And this is a current map. So this one is still working, because this map doesn't end until March when we begin the new Aries. And she had this, and so I reached out, and they told me, they each gave me some manifestations. She had this car, she had this bed, she said, your voice is your power. She put this like really strong woman, I don't know if you can see that. She put a lot of travel, she put this woman doing yoga, and it seems to have a strong health. And some of the things that she told me was that she got a new car, and she put that on there because she thought it was a reach. But she ended up getting a new car, and she said something kind of I thought was very profound. She said, it's the first car that I bought with my own money and not with the help of my husband, which kind of goes back to the strong woman and just kind of finding herself. Wow. And she said, and then one of her sons was working at a furniture store, and he somehow reached out to his mom and said, I think I can get you a deal on a brand new bedroom set at cost. I never get that right. And so she got that. And this was like kind of random, kind of not.
Right.
And her health has really improved. She has this woman doing yoga, and she reached out to this gym that she thought was super expensive. And she called them up, and they had this amazing deal that she would get in at a really, more than 50% off. And so she joined them, and they have these great yoga classes. And she did that, and that led her to a yoga woman's retreat. See how, so everything, and she didn't know any of this when she made her map last spring, but this is how things have been unfolding. And then this map, this treasure mapper number two, she did this from 2020, and I loved her sanctuary and joy, and our door is always open. And she told me she got a house that year unexpectedly that was real at an amazing price. And it was like the big boon of the year, this wonderful house that was a surprise. And I had noted raising the bar on her map.
Wow.
And it felt like when she described this house that was occurring. Oh, and she also had, so right over here, she has, when you truly love yourself, you inspire others, which is so lovely. And she sold a published piece with her name, and it was hers, and she sold it. which of course is very inspiring. So treasure mapper number three, again, I'm always playing this game, like, can you see it? Can you not? And so she had a lot of traveling, and she said, we have done so much traveling this year, and it's been really fun. And then she also celebrate low weight. She said, this has been a really good year with her and her weight. I always like to be careful when I talk about that because I don't want to trigger people or have judgments. But for her, it's been really, she's really proud and pleased, and she's still got more to go. And that's a journey. And then she also had more journey stuff here. And then she had some financial, I have to go back to that. Oh, this one over here, this gal, she said that they increased their finances by something like $70,000.
And that was on her map?
She had successful home business and powerful. And I think that was part of it.
Amazing.
But over here, she had financial goals and she accomplished them. And again, this is a map that is still working, and she's working more on building up her savings. But sometimes you got to do the accomplished financial goals before you can go to savings. They're important. And this is the one that triggered me to even talk about it. Treasure mapper number four. By the way, I forgot to put four. What was I? Mercury is still so in its shadow. Anyway, this was so interesting because when I spoke to her, I was a little baffled because she said, oh yeah, I'm willing to share my map. I said, well, tell me some of your manifestations. And she said, well, I had a lot of health issues. And I said, okay, really? And and she cited a lot of different things. And it really kind of wiped her out, but she sounded so positive. I had to call her to just really talk about this. And she said what we were talking about. She said, what I understand from doing my maps, and I've been doing it for a long time, is I'm claircognizant. She knows things before she knows them. And we've talked about this a lot with maps, that you sort of, you're doing your map. You're very focused on your map. You're doing it in your living room. You're asking your friends or maybe your kid or whoever, where's my glue? You're here. You're kind of out of your body a little bit. Mm. At least I am. Mm-hmm. I'm someplace else when I'm doing my map, and why images are doing something for me. Mm. And on her map, she had cultivate calm. She had thrive. She had a little elephant with a big elephant. Feeling healed, feels good. And the health stuff, it was almost as if in talking with her, what she said was like the health thing was going to come no matter what, but I was ready for it. So she was working with herself. She was less alone because she knew that this map, which she was working with spirit, was kind of guiding her.
Wow.
And she said there were a lot of changes in her family, and her older son had to come live with her. And she said that's kind of how the elephant, when she thinks about that, and she's happy that he's there, but she sort of thinks of the elephant with the young elephant. And and so there was this, and this one I really enjoyed because it's sitting on the beach. And she said, you know, because of my health stuff, I had to do a lot of relaxing, and I was on the beach a lot this summer. So, and she does, and I asked her about honestly simple, and she said, my life is really, my goals are really there, and they're manifesting all the time. And so, maps are funny. How we communicate with ourselves to build our map, each one is different, but they talk to us in ways that we might not know. And I'm not sure which one this was. I think it was treasure mapper number two, who said, I've been doing maps for 5 years, and the first three was kind of not as successful, but the last two have really been successful. And she said, I think it's because once I allowed myself to understand that these things were possible, I got more of my stuff, more of my manifestations. So, you know,
helpful to know, because I know that, you know, some people have had like pretty immediate results, mm-hmm. and others are like, you know, some have happened and some haven't, but I love that caveat of allowing, first of all, allowing yourself to really surrender to the process and trust the process itself, but then also the belief part, the
right.
Believing in yourself, believing in the magic of the process, and yeah. and this clear cognizance, this
yeah.
idea of like, you know, you are aware of more than what you realize, and allowing yourself to trust that. You know, I told the story of I've had some really obvious ones. Like, I had my daughters with these baby goats on my map, and I just love baby goats. I love their sounds. I love the way they frolic through the field. Like, they just delight me. And it's not that I want to have my own baby, like a bunch, because of course they become adult goats. And I wanted. I just wanted to be surrounded by baby goats. And it is astounding to me that at almost every part of this year, not entirely, but almost every month, there have been baby goats in my life.
Mm-hmm.
One neighbor or another has baby goats that are making their cute sounds and just the cutest thing for me to look at. And that one was like, wow. Then I've wanted my own office / podcast studio for years. I mean, at least 7 years. And this is the year where it happened. And it's very hard to find people here to work on projects. So for those of you who don't know, I live on Maui. And it's just really hard to find builders, to find contractors, to find anyone. And our friend, who is an amazing contractor who never has time for little tiny projects like my little office, had this random weird opening in his schedule. He was excited to do the project because he could mainly work on it at his house. And he was, well, this, I should have told this other part of the story first, but he was one of the people who took one of the puppies from our litter that we randomly had. And I'll tell that story in a sec. But, and so he wanted to be home to train the puppy. And so he could work on my project at his house because we made it modular. So if I ever move or whatever, I can bring the office with me. So he built my office, which I have, and that was on my treasure map. Mm-hmm. Is an office, my own space to do my work. It's ever spent since everything happened in 2020 with COVID and trying to work with the children in the house and all that. It was like, oh my God, I need my own space, right? So that happened. Also, the puppies thing. So my daughter made her treasure map, and she loves animals, and her whole entire treasure map was baby animals of all sorts. And so then our dogs ended up parenting a litter of puppies that enabled Sophia to be surrounded by babies, and then enabled my office vision to come through. So it was amazing to not only see, and this is just a few examples of an almost 100% treasure map.
Yeah.
From last March to now has come true. The only one that I'm still manifesting the headquarters for Astrology Hub, which I would love. But it, I guess in my mind, that's still probably a longer term. Like in my mind, that's a longer term vision, but maybe it doesn't have to be. So for those of us who made treasure maps in March, whose some things have not yet come, and it doesn't seem like they're going to come in the next couple of months.
No. They could. I had a map 1 year where major pieces came the last week of the map.
Wow.
So there's 52 weeks in a year. Week 51, all the stuff came in.
Wow. Okay. So don't give up hope. That's one.
No.
If by the time we go to do our next treasure maps, if it has not yet come through and we still want it, would you recommend that we put it on the map again?
Sure. If you're still feeling it once the new moon launches, if you're still feeling like I want to do another round on that, go for it. I bet you it'll have a little different take.
Yeah.
And that might be the thing that unlocks it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. So one of the things we're going to be doing this year that's new is we're going to be having a workshop, like a live workshop where we're doing these maps together. This is going to be free for all of our Inner Circle members. So membership is going to be opening up for a period of time in March. And if you do decide to join us, and or if you're already a member, then you can actually join us for the new moon on April 20th. So we're going to be in that window that
before the Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
It launches on the 19th, but the retrograde's on the 21st. So we're just going to thread that needle right then and have fun.
Yes, we're going to have fun and do it together. And we're going to do it not as a webinar, but as a meeting. So everybody can be on screen. You don't have to be on screen. But if you have a question as you're doing your map, you can just raise your hand and ask it. And we'll be discussing it. We'll play some inspirational music. We'll just hang out together and do our maps. And we'll give you a checklist of all the things that you'll want to gather before that, so that everything's just right there in front of you. And that makes that easy. The other thing that I've had the idea, and this is like a business idea for anybody out there who feels inspired to do it. But I have wanted so much this year to have a frame to put my treasure map in. Mm-hmm. Because what I have found is it's gotten like messed up a little bit because I had it hanging on the wall for a while, but then I didn't want hanging on the wall because I was having some guests and I was like, I don't know if I really want this out for everybody to see. So I put it under my bed, but then it got thrashed under there and then we have the puppies and everything. So I've been wanting some way to protect it and also beautifully have it out, you know, in a
display
way.
Display it.
Yeah, like aesthetically pleasing way. So an idea for anybody out there who is feeling inspired, maybe someone needs to make treasure map frames.
That kind of match.
Just pop out. You pop
frames
out your
that,
treasure map
frames that can handle this kind of size.
Yeah. It's a big frame. But I think if we had some way to display it for ourselves, and now that I have my office, I'm like, ooh, I can actually put it up in my office. I don't have to take it up and down. But just a way, just think it through though a little bit. Like, how are you going to want to have it up or not up? Like, where are you going to store it? How big do you want yours to be so that if you do want to put on the wall, you can actually you have a place to put it, and then have maybe even a way to hang it or like put it on a mat or something that makes it a little thicker so that you can easily place it up. I don't know. I'm thinking through these things because what happened to mine is there was a period of time where it was under my bed. When I pulled it out, there were things that had fallen off. And what was interesting was to note what had fallen off. The only way I knew what had fallen off was I had taken a picture of it. So I looked at the picture. I was like, ooh, interesting. The things that fell off are actually kind of things I'm okay letting go of.
Oh, interesting.
The other things that fell off were things that I needed to put more attention on, that I had let them go and that I needed to put more of my energy towards. So that was actually an interesting thing in and of itself. But
I had on my husband's map, he had the word Kyoto on there because he really wanted to go. And I certainly wanted to go. And about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, I noticed that Kyoto was on the floor. Uh-huh. And I noticed that. And then a couple days later, there was somebody I knew, one of my friends, kind of put on Facebook, here I am in Tokyo. And I said, are you going to Kyoto? Oh, heavens, yes. And then later that day, I saw some friends who had their honeymoon. And I knew they went to Japan. And I said, did you go to Kyoto? Yes, we went to Kyoto. So I had all this Kyoto around me. And it was weird that his Kyoto had fallen. I think that might mean I have to get in that fight for Kyoto.
Interesting. Yeah. The other thing too, Tracy, that's been really interesting to experience is I feel like part of doing them, especially if we really let it be these deep desires from within us and we don't limit ourselves and we just allow it to come out, that it's also helping us to just focus our attention and awareness on these things that we really want, which again, we forget about. We get into our our daily reality and sometimes survival mode. And just, you know, like you said, I know many people in our audience, they have kids and they're running businesses or they're, you know, they're doing a lot of things in their lives. And it can be easy to forget what it is that we really, really want deep down.
Yeah.
And the process of treasure mapping helps us ask those questions and get clear for ourselves. And then the process also of checking in at every quarter at, you know, the Cancer,
yes,
Libra
and Capricorn,
and that checking back in and being like, you know, have I prioritized these things? Have I thought about them ever since I put them on this board, or did I just forget about them? And so I think it's both, you know, I think the universe is doing what it's doing to bring these things into our lives. And then we also need to water them and put sunshine on them and fertilize them and give them energy, you know, just, yes, like they're part of our garden that we're tending to.
There's also something, and I kind of feel this with Pluto and Aquarius, is collective energy too. As we're heading towards that, just knowing that our little tribe is doing this and we know we can reach out to somebody. What do you think about this? What about that? That's kind of where we're headed for a while. When Pluto makes the move. Yeah.
I love that. And I love thinking about how all this Aquarian energy is going to help us come together and do these types of activities with intention and awareness, and then also mutual support of each other. You know, how doing these things together, we can continue to grow in that way.
And Aquarius is astrology.
And right. Aquarius is astrology. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Astrology and community, right?
Right.
And technology. So, I mean,
and technology. And some people will make, we should remind people, some people will make cyber maps.
And that's totally fine.
Totally fine.
You have seen no difference between,
no.
Between the effectiveness of no. doing like
people have had board. People. In fact, I think one of these actually was a cyber map. I think that first one, she just made an image of it. But I think hers was cyber. I think I might be wrong, but I know we've had cyber maps.
I know there's something very specifically that we need to be doing between this Capricorn.
Yes, we do.
And the Aries numeral. So tell us
We have some time for it, because I crashed and burned you last year when I said you have 1 week to do this. You went, oh,
yes.
Everybody needs to start cleaning their houses. Start getting rid of the things that are broken. Start getting rid of the things you don't love. Start getting rid of the things that you don't need anymore. Clear, clear, clear. Declutter like you're a crazy person. And when we declutter, clear out all this nonsense. Because no matter what you say, when you walk by that broken chair, you feel bad. You feel frustrated. You feel angry. You feel bad. Get it out. Get it out of your life. Get rid of the clutter. So it's decluttering your, getting rid of things that, you know, like Marie Kondo, you don't love it. If it doesn't spark you, doesn't spark joy, get rid of it. We have to do that. And when we get rid of stuff, we clear the space so that the universe can respond to us. You have the space now. And it's not just about things that we want in our life. We also kind of clear our belief systems too. I'll never have blank. I don't deserve. Everybody else gets this, not me. Whatever those things are, get rid of them.
Even mine, Tracy. It's gonna take a long time to get this.
Yes, right? No, because that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, you pointed that out for sure. Yeah, so between now and March 21st, would you give us the deadline of the first Aries?
Yeah, moon? Definitely the first Aries new moon.
Okay. Between now and March 21st, we are clearing the clutter in our homes, in our cars,
in our offices, anywhere we've got clutter. I mean, honestly, I really should go through the storage unit. If I have the strength, I will. Mm. I gotta warn my husband because he doesn't have the strength, but I really want to clear a lot of that, even though it's not on my property. It's over there somewhere, but it's over there making me feel bad. Like, why do I still have crap in there?
You know what? It matters.
It does matter.
It's energetically cluttering your life and your mind and your there will be such a lightness in going through and clearing some things out. And who knows, maybe you'll find some treasures that you want to bring into your home right now.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah. I definitely need to get the boxes from the tax returns from 2008 to 2012. I think I can go get rid of them.
Yes.
And I'll take them to Staples because they'll shred. They can shred them in Staples for like a dollar a pound or something.
Well,
something
and there's, cheap. There may be people who need some of the things that we are just holding on to, like donating them and giving them to people who might actually use them instead of just sitting and collecting dust in our homes. So, yes, I love it. All right. So we have our assignment. We will be decluttering between now and March 21st. Okay. Make space for very new energy. We will be, if you know how to look at your chart, you'll be looking at your chart and making a choice about which new moon you want to align your treasure mapping activities with. You will be thinking about what kinds of things you might want to have on your treasure map. I literally have been making a list in my notes on my phone since last March.
Literally. And I always remind you, your list could be 30 things. And when Aries new moon comes, you know what? Only four of them really interest me because there's energy shifts.
Perfect. So you can be thinking about it, but yes, like Tracy says, just leave room for, like, don't get too attached to any of those things. But you could be, thinking about it, gathering imagery and things that you might want to use. But
don't be looking for your images yet. Don't do that. But if you've got friends that are throwing away magazines, go ahead and, hey, do you mind? I can have those. And then put them to the side. Open them up after Aries new moon. We don't care if they're used, but in my old days, I used to say new magazines, but no, nobody's got that kind of money. Just get some used ones from a friend's or libraries and put it to the side and they'll be new to you and you'll see what you feel like on after the new moon launches.
Libraries have great, huge collections of magazines.
Yeah.
National Geographic and things like that. Yeah. You can definitely get. And online too. I loved actually after I didn't do this before the new moon last year or in last March, but I went and sought out specific imagery that I wanted online and then I printed things.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had things printed. And then basically we'll be gathering on April 20th to do this in community. And what else? Anything else? Tracy?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I'm looking forward to the April 20th event because I'm looking forward to people holding things. Do you guys think that this is this or this is that?
Does this
look abundant?
So if you are a member of the Inner Circle, you will get automatically invited to that new moon in Aries on the 20th. If you are not yet a member of the Inner Circle and you're interested in potentially joining us, we will be opening doors in March. So you can get on the wait list right now at astrologyhub.com/IC23. That's I as in inner, C as in circle, 23 the number. And we'll let you know as soon as enrollment's open, and we'd love to have you join us for that. If you're doing it on your own, it's also super powerful. You can get together with friends. You can invite people over that would love to do this. And then you can revisit our episode from last year if you need more details on how to actually do it. Again, that's episode number 462. So episode number 462.
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground in that. And we did two. We did one. We did two, and then came back in the Cancer and did a third.
Yes. Yes, exactly. We had a part one and part two of that series. So check those out as well and enjoy the process. Please share how it goes for you and any results that you have. We'd love to hear from you. It's super inspiring. I have pages of testimonials from people who did this last year. So please make sure and share with us and can't wait to hear from all of you. Tracy, thank you. You are so awesome. So much fun. I love that we're doing this. I think we should just make this an annual ritual.
We will.
Together. And thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom and experience as you've been doing these.
Thank you for asking Astrology Hub. I think lots of people get so much and I'm excited to be a part of that.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you as always for making astrology a part of your life. We'll catch you on the next episode.
If you've studied astrology, you're probably familiar with aspects like trines, squares, and oppositions. But did you know that there are a lot more aspects you can read in an astrological chart? In Astrology Foundations Level 3 with Master Astrologer Rick Levine, you'll learn the magic of quintiles, septiles, and other harmonic aspects. And understanding these aspects will take your understanding of astrology way beyond the ordinary, or even what you thought was possible. Rick Levine is one of the foremost thinkers on harmonic aspects, and he's going to share his mind-blowing perspective with you in Astrology Foundations Level 3. By the end of this four-week course, plus two bonus weeks of live sessions with Rick, you'll get a complete overview of harmonic aspects that will change the way you look at astrology forever. Learn more and enroll today at astrologyhub.com/foundations3. Again, that's astrologyhub.com/foundations3.